The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Hello, everyone. This is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We're so happy to be on WTBR 89.7 FM. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the City of Pittsfield. And we have all the things happening all the time in Pittsfield still. We had Rebecca Breen on the program recently to talk about all the things, including something happening on October 19th. With Downtown Pittsfield, Inc. in the City of Pittsfield called Downtown Pittsfield It's Alive, 12 to 3 at St. Joseph's Lawn for kids. And then the party continues 4 to 7 on Dunham Mall and beyond for adults. A night circus is included in that. This week we have Jay Santangelo on the program. Jay owns Wander, Wander Berkshires. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm so happy to have you on because people have been talking about this space. Wander Berkshires is in Pittsfield. It's on Depot Street in the former Berkshire Running Center space, kind of behind Tito's. And it's very exciting, the change, the reconstruction, the evolution of that space that you've been working on with your heart and soul over the last several months. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so can you hear me?
Yes.
All right. So Wander is, at its heart, it's a community space. It's a community gathering space that has developed. I leased the space in April, so let's start there at the actual physical space. Mm-hmm. So Wander, I've been working on it in the physical space since April, but it kind of developed and I've been working on it in my mind and vision for about 2 years.
Yeah.
And so it started off as just a selfish need search for a dark room, honestly. I moved here 2.5 years ago from Austin, Texas, and we came here looking to start new. We had never been to the Berkshires. I grew up in Boston, but I had never been to the Berkshires until we decided to move here. We came on a whim and visited and fell in love with the mountains, the peace, you know, everything that I was looking for. You know, it's the complete opposite of Austin, Texas.
Yeah.
And it was exactly what we wanted. So when we moved here, it was for a fresh start. And I was just kind of looking of what do I want to do with my life moment. You know, it really was that. And so after a while of being here and settling in, I started looking for a dark room. I'm a black and white traditional documentary photographer and had been a member of a community darkroom in Austin for over 10 years. And so when I started searching and looking, I couldn't find one.
I know, it's wild.
Yeah, it was wild. And people were like, oh, there used to be one here, or there was one there, and there was this cool here, and this and that. So that kind of was like, oh, okay, so there is like some kind of need and interest beyond just myself. So I just started looking for one and I couldn't find one. And that's when one day I was just like, oh, that's what you should do. You should just try to open up just like a small little dark room. And so I began my search in Pittsfield, and because that was the community that I wanted to serve. I wanted to teach. I wanted to kind of just get back into that world that I'd been away from for pretty much 7 years. I had stopped photographing at this point. And so I was drawing back that, and then I started searching and looking, and I couldn't find a space. And then at the same time, that's when I was like, oh, Jay, you also remember when you were in your dark room, it's like being in a laundromat, you know, like you're there for, you know, 4, 6, 8 hours. I used to get lost in the dark room. But there's times of inactivity where it's like your film's washing, your film's drying. You have to wait an hour. And I used to go to the coffee shops around my dark room in UT. And that's where I was like, oh, that's it. You haven't found the right space yet because it just needs to be a little bigger.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, try to find a space that can accommodate a dark room and just a tiny coffee shop, just like a little counter, just enough to have like grab and go coffee. And then I started looking again. And as that, I was like writing out the vision. And a lot of this was all coming to me, honestly, in the forest as I was running and just kind of I don't know, getting lost and dreaming. Wandering. I really was. I was wandering and lost. I mean, I was, you know, on a personal note, you know, I had lost both my mother and brother before we had moved here. So I was like entrenched in grief and I was just like, okay. And then so slowly it starts coming to life and I'm writing it out. And that's when it was like, okay, this is serious. Like, this is what you want to do. And so I started searching and still couldn't find a place. And it was about a year of looking that a friend of mine, my friend Karen, was just like, hey, I think I found your place. And she sent me a text of it and she's like, it's Kismet. It's the old Berkshire Running Center. So I was like, okay. And so I had gone that Monday, to go take a look at it. And I walked in and I was like, whoa, this is a lot bigger than what I had envisioning or imagining. But it all made sense.
Yeah.
You know, just right then and there, I was like, yep, this is the space. And so I signed the lease, and just kind of went from there. You know, it was literally like, okay, build it and they will come. You know, it was just like, I was ready, but not ready. You know, it's just like, what are we going to do here? Like, what does the community want? And that was kind of it. It had the perfect space for the dark room, which will be phase two. Started on the cafe part first. And so that's pretty much finished and ready to go. And yeah, so now we're just waiting.
Evolving. Your vision is ever evolving, which is part of the beauty of the space and the vision, frankly. I mean, I know it's going to be great. It's a work in progress. We're talking to Jay Santangelo, the owner of Wander Berkshires. It's located in Pittsfield on Depot Street, the former Berkshire Running Center behind Tito's, and it is in the process of opening. You can be checking throughout the next several days, wanderberkshires.com and Wander Berkshires on Instagram for updates. But the space itself is beautiful, and I love that you had the dark room first in your mind. And backstory, the Liechtenstein Center for the Arts, where the Office of Cultural Development is located, has a dark room space in the basement that is no longer used due to various codes. I mean, I don't even know. But we have the equipment that we used to use down there, and so we're happy that Jay is going to be using some of that equipment. It's all working out, and we're happy to pass it on to be used again. So a dark room is part of this. A coffee shop is a part of this. What else are you envisioning in the space?
So there's the coffee shop, which will be open, you know, regular business hours. And then the rest of the space is an event space. And so what that means is that it's going to be available for the community to use as they desire. I tell people, you know, if you can imagine it here, we can probably make it happen. Like, it has endless possibilities. And so it's just a space if you're have this workshop in mind, you're like, oh man, I really had always wanted to do this here. So it's just kind of like, it's that people are just coming in and showing up and, you know, wanting to just be a part of the space. So it's a place to have gatherings and parties and pop-ups and workshops. You know, it's 3,000 square feet, so it's a decent space. And I tried to keep it pretty open and versatile as I was furnishing it, to keep it within that model of like comfort and calmness, but then like nourishing, and then just spark creativity and joy and connection. You know, it's just like the world, there's no more like such a lack of third spaces. Mm-hmm. And that's really kind of like was the final model of the place. I was like, oh, this is the missing piece. Like, it needs to be a third space for all. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not just a space for one group and not for another. It's like, if we can make it happen here, that's kind of the goal of it, is just to bring people together and to, yeah, kind of like, yeah. You know, malls are community gathering.
So yeah. That phrase, third space, I just recently became aware of that phrase. It is not your work and not your home. It's your third space, quote unquote. And I do feel fortunate to live in Pittsfield and the Berkshires. I feel like there are various spaces that you go to when you're not at work and not at home that feel very peaceful, whether it's the outdoor recreation spaces that we have to offer, but also this Wander Berkshires. And I know the reason I learned about Third Space was from a press release from Hot Plate Brewing, because they are trying to do some things to create more of a third space. And then someone else, now that I know that phrase, I see it everywhere.
Yeah, it's definitely...
So it's a very... I like it. I like third. I like the phrase third space. And so Wander Berkshires is trying to become known as the place to go for community gatherings. So if there is someone that wants to practice yoga and offer some kind of a class or a gathering, they come to you and say, this is what we're envisioning, and you help make it happen. If someone wants to have a birthday party and they want to have a DJ at their birthday party, you can make it happen. Because talk about the state, that little platform stage and the sound. You did a lot for the sound.
Yeah, a good friend of mine, my friend Eric, he came in because there was already, because it was, that space has a lot of history. And they did equip it, you know, before Berkshire Running Center was the back bar, Baba Louie's. You know, it was the brewery tap room. Everybody who walks in there kind of has like, oh, I've been here for this, and this was Club 34, and this was that, and this was that, and I saw a lot. So it has a lot of like rich, already like ingrained history in the Berkshires. And so trying to keep that and bring it to the next generation to people to have those memories. But yeah, there's great sound. There's a, you know, built-in systems that we added and combined. But if you want to come exactly what you said, you know, it's like, do you want to host, you know, like you said, yoga? But the model of what it is kind of like things that you wouldn't find anywhere else, and that we're trying to do a pay what you can model. So it's not financial, is not a, you know, cause or income barrier, you know, to you being able to experience all that is offered, you know, especially in the neighborhood of Pittsfield.
And you're right. There are so many yoga studios. We are very fortunate that there are a lot of yoga studios in Pittsfield and the Berkshires. So there are many other examples that we can think of, but also we might not even be thinking of something that someone will come to you and say, this is what I want to do. And you say, wow, yes, that's great. Because they're not all examples available, that people have other things happening that hopefully will come to you as proposals or ideas.
Yeah, we have a few film screenings that people have come to. I have an area that can be completely, I can say it's like semi-private, so that can be closed down, but there's multiple ways to project and have screens. So we have two film screenings coming up actually in October that people have come to me, you know, a lot of like aerial arts, a lot of workshops to do with like somatic and breathing and movement, and you know, the Wandering Dance Festival is hosting two events there. So we're going to have our event page up to date pretty soon on wanderberkshires.com. You can check all our events as we're adding them. And so we're just like slowly waiting. A lot of people keep coming to me. And at this point, I'm just kind of like, I just need to get the doors open before I can continue to, you know, add and book and build things in. But I'm meeting it open to anybody and everybody who has an idea that they want to kind of host an event there or a night. We're going to do, I'm looking for like open mic nights, you know, writing workshops, comedy shows, you know, we would talk to some people about doing a psychic medium fair and a spiritual get, you know, it's just like the space just kind of wants to just have fun.
Yeah. It's people are going to be wandering in there and finding a lot to offer, which is so awesome. Once again, this is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We're so happy to be on WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the City of Pittsfield. And we have Jay Santangelo on the program, the owner of Wander, which is a new space in Pittsfield on Depot Street. What is the actual address? 34?
It is 34.
34 Depot Street, right behind Tito's, the former Berkshire Running Center. And it is opening anytime now. By the time you hear this, it may be open. Check Wander Berkshires on Instagram and wanderberkshires.com to see if it is open, or wander over and check it out. If you're in Pittsfield and you work or live in Pittsfield, take a walk over there and just see if the doors are open. If they're not, then keep wandering and check another day. But we are confident that they are going to be open very soon, which is so exciting. I love that the Wandering Dance Festival is at Wander.
Yeah, it's fun. Yeah, they're going to do two evenings there, a drag teen workshop, and I think the African dance is going to be held there as well. Yeah, it's fun. Yeah, and when people come, can I say, we're trying to, there's two entrances to wander. There's an ADA, completely handicap accessible entrance if you enter through the main lot, the Tito's parking lot, which is shared by Wander, so you can park anywhere in there and then take the elevator up to the first floor. Or what I'm focusing and want people to use as the main entrance if they have non-mobility issues is through that alley. Mm-hmm. And that'll, you look for the black and white awning and you'll find Wander.
Yep, that's a good way to find. Wander is on Depot Street, as we said, 34 Depot Street, wanderberkshires.com. Film screenings, possible open mic nights, writing workshops, wandering dance festival. And talk about what you were just saying off air that your hope for November 2nd is.
Yeah, so we're in the light early stages, but if I say it here, then we just have to do it, is that we're going to have kind of a soft opening party, kind of a community gathering, and it is on Dias de los Muertos, Day of the Dead, which to me, because Wander was kind of born from grief, and I think grief should be celebrated rather than hidden. I think it's brave to cry and to be out there and share your love for your deceased loved ones. And so we're looking to have a party that night, and we'll have more details as they come into light. So it should be a fun night. To come together and celebrate life and death, you know, because it's the only two things that we got here.
Yeah, I love your attitude about that, and I agree. Celebration is key to all, and coming together in this day and age, we are grateful for any spaces that are welcoming the community to come together for various events. And you will be having a coffee bar. I remember in the early stages when you came in and talked to us about mm-hmm. this. Tell me about your hopes and dreams for the coffee bar.
Yeah, so the cafe is, as I say, it's a beverage-focused place. We are a sober space, which is another thing to note. Anything that's presented by Wander or Wander presented will be a sober event. If you rent it for a private party, you're welcome to do what you want to do, and I'll help it make it the best time however you want that to look. But if it's something that we're doing and supporting, it will be a sober event. We do have so many fun, different kind of, I don't want to say mocktails because they're just non-alcoholic beverages mm-hmm. that we're going to offer. You know, I have kombucha on tap, a whole fridge of fun walkthrough, you know, nourishing adaptogen functional beverages that'll make you feel good and you'll actually remember. And anyways, but yeah, it's so the cafe is we're, you know, really good coffee. Right now we're featuring coffee will be from Six Depot, from Share Coffee out of Hadley, a lot of good healing teas and elixirs and things, you know. And then for food, it's not a restaurant. There's no food that'll be cooked on site. Everything will be prepared off site, and we're still working on that. But there will be grab and go pastries and light snacks and ways to feed yourself while you're there. But yeah, it's definitely more of a beverage focused place for sure.
You're going to do, I just heard that quickly, kombucha on tap.
Yes.
Jesse Tobin McCulley, who's the cultural assistant in the office, and I were talking about that and wondering about that.
Yeah. So right now I have two on tap by Catalyst Kombucha. So right now there's a ginger and a hopped, and those will rotate. And then we will have growlers that you can purchase and fill and bring home, or bring your own growler and, you know, we'll fill it up for you as well. So just kind of that.
That's very cool, and that's something that's not offered in downtown Pittsfield, to my knowledge, at this point. So that's unique, and people have talked about it. People have the need, and they'd go other places to get their kombucha filled from a tap. So this will make it way more convenient.
Yeah.
Pittsfield. That's very exciting. Awesome. Once again, this is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We're so happy to be on WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development. A lot of things happening in Pittsfield throughout the month of October, including the Downtown Pittsfield It's Alive event on Saturday, October 19th. That's from 12 to 3 at St. Joseph's Lawn, a more kids-focused family entertainment down there. And then from 4 to 7 at Dunham Mall and Beyond is the Night Circus and the more adult-focused part of that event. Downtown Pittsfield, It's Alive is Saturday, October 19th. Hancock Shaker Village is also doing a family fun day on October 19th, and you can do both. That one is from 11 to 3, so you could start your day at Hancock Shaker Village and then head to the Downtown Pittsfield It's Alive event on Saturday, October 19th. Hancock Shaker Village and then Downtown Pittsfield kids activities start at noon at St. Joseph's Church, and then the adult focused activities start at 4. There's also a zombie pub crawl that night starting at 5 o'clock, which is super fun. And I believe there's makeup available to do at the adult portion of the It's Alive event on Dunham Mall. So if you're a zombie pub crawler and want your makeup done, you can go early and get it done at Downtown Pittsfield on Dunham Mall, which is always exciting. And we're gearing up for the Friday, October 25th, is the Halloween parade that the city of Pittsfield puts on Tyler Street. That is always a good time. That's on Friday, October 25th. And we have all of these events that I'm talking about on lovepittsfield.com. lovepittsfield.com. We recently, this week that we're recording this, have installed billboards in Pittsfield for Love Pittsfield. There are 3 billboards in Pittsfield, and they simply say Love Pittsfield, truly something for everyone, with the website. They make me so happy. I drove by one yesterday and I was like, woo! And Jesse Tobin McCulley, who designed the billboards, we're very happy. Those were done with grant funding, and we're super excited to spread the love and joy for Pittsfield around Pittsfield, because I don't think that people that live in Pittsfield realize all there is to offer in Pittsfield. And so we are hoping that the Love Pittsfield billboards spread some love. We are talking to Jay Santangelo, the owner of Wander. Speaking of spreading love and community, Wander Berkshires is on Depot Street, 34 Depot Street in Pittsfield. And it's a brand new space and opening soon, probably already open at the time of this airing when you're listening. You can check Wander Berkshires on Instagram or wanderberkshires.com for more information. Let's just talk again about what Wander, for those that are just tuning in, what is Wander?
Oh, so I say Wander is a multi-dimensional space, light-filled space in downtown Pittsfield that will host Berkshire's first community teaching darkroom, a community event space, and a nourishing cafe. So that's kind of just,
that's a great elevator pitch. Good job, Jay.
Thank you.
Sometimes we work for so long coming up with that, and you did. You've done it. You've mastered it. Good job. Yeah. And you can learn more about Wander on wanderberkshires.com, or please follow them on Instagram, Wander Berkshires on Instagram, because that's where the announcements about the openings or any events. There are hopeful events coming up in October and November for film screenings, possible open mic nights, writing workshops, wandering dance festival, and more, many more. And if someone wants to inquire about renting the space, how do they go about doing that?
They can email events@wanderberkshire.com, and currently I will respond back to them, and then we'll get them. We're building packages and different options and different tiers that people can use, and how they can use the space and how we can make it work for them. So, yeah.
That's great. And it's important to note there are tiers available, because part of Jay's vision and the team behind Wander is that it's really something for everyone, and they want it to be affordable for all. Right? Did I say that right?
No, that's correct. Yeah, that's it. That's the model. And that's, you know, one of the other reasons why I've been doing all these other fundraising and goal things, you know, because we're just trying to build a community pot and kind of make the space available to that. Like the last fundraising one I'm doing right now, if you're on my website, is Honeycomb Credit. And that's actually a way for the community to invest directly in Wander. So if you invest $100, you'll get paid that $100 plus interest back from me. So it's a way of getting a loan, not from a bank, but from the community, which is really great. Yeah. So there's two.
That's a cool concept.
It's a cool concept. Yeah. So far we've raised like $13,000 and the minimum goal is $25K. And if I don't raise the $25K, I don't get any of it. So that's another reason for people to go and support it, you know? So it's like, if you believe in Wander, then you can actually be an investor in Wander, which is really cool.
That is cool.
Yeah.
Wander is on Depot Street, 34 Depot Street. It's a new location, a new business in Pittsfield, and Jay Santangelo is the owner. And there are a lot of cool concepts of Wander, including a coffee. So when you walk in from the side alley, it's right to the left is where that the coffee bar will be.
You'll enter straight into it. Yep.
And you will be serving lattes and all of that good stuff.
Yes. Lattes are coming. Yes. At first, it's just like brewed coffee. Okay. We're just going to get started with just like brewed coffee and teas and kombucha and cold brew and fun butterfly pea flower tea that will turn purple and magenta when you drink it.
What is that?
So butterfly pea flower is a tea that's made from this beautiful purple flower that I slow steeped and then brewed it, and then it's this beautiful, beautiful, like bluish, like indigo. And then when you change the pH balance and add like lemonade to it, like if I do a half and half for you, it's going to turn magenta.
Ooh, yeah, so that's fun. Cool.
It's and like it's good for you. Experiment. Yeah, it's a tisane and it's high in antioxidants and supposedly also good for your skin.
Ooh, yeah. That sounds delicious. Mm-hmm. I'll try some of that. There is something holistic and wonderful about just brewed coffee. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are so many Starbucks lovers in the world, and I'm all for a good cup of just brewed coffee.
Yeah, the espresso machine will come. I just want to start slow staffing. I want to get it right. I want people to be settled in and, you know, kind of I want staff to feel comfortable. I want guests to feel comfortable. I want everybody just, you know, hospitality is like the most important thing to me, and you feeling like you're in a place that you want for nothing. And so if there's like frustrated because I don't have enough staff, and then there's you're waiting, you know, 10 minutes for your espresso, it's just like I just wanted it to start slow, mm-hmm. and then we'll slowly build up. And yeah, that espresso and that latte and that cappuccino will come, just not right now.
Yep. I like the phasing. Yeah. It's a good business plan for sure. And,
yeah.
Smart. Wander Berkshires is opening soon, or if not already. It could be open when you're listening to this. Check the website and Instagram for Wander. And it is located on 34 Depot Street in Pittsfield, the former Berkshire Running Center. Lots of cool things happening there, from the coffee bar to a space to reserve if you'd like for your events, or watch film screenings or open mics, potential writing workshops, the Wandering Dance Festival, which Milltown Foundation is a part of. They will be having some of their events at Wander. It's all really exciting. It's so exciting. Congratulations. And thank you for moving here. The story of you moving here from Austin, having never visited the Berkshires, is one of my favorite stories. And you lived in Boston. So many people in Boston have never been to the Berkshires. You lived in Boston, had never been to the Berkshires, then moved to Austin and randomly selected the Berkshires to move to.
Yeah, it was, we didn't choose the Berkshires chose us. And we picked it, honestly, because of the Montessori School of the Berkshires, where my daughter goes. It was a random search. We found it online. We drove here. We stayed in New York. We're going to Boston for Christmas. Made a appointment to go see the Montessori School. We walked in the back, and if you've never been there, it's just like, you know, 30 or however many acres there are. You know, I walked back there, me, my daughter, my wife, and, you know, she was 4 years old at the time. And I looked at her and I said, "So what do you think?" I said, "Do you want to go here?" She said, "Yep." And that was it. When we drove to Boston, like I said, yeah, I told my dad, I said, "Yeah, we're moving to the Berkshires." And he was like, "The Berkshires? We didn't want the Berkshires. We never went to the Berkshires. You know, we went to New Hampshire. We went to the Cape. But we never went to the Berkshires." But it just all made sense. And that was it. Literally, yeah, we went back to Austin, got our realtor friend, put our house up for sale, and, you know, moved here that June. It literally was just like that. And
it's a great story.
Yeah.
And we're grateful. And we're grateful that you're opening this wonderful space, Wander, in Pittsfield at 34 Depot Street. We will be posting all of the events that we've talked about here on lovepittsfield.com once they're solidified. Lovepittsfield.com is the website for the Office of Cultural Development, and we encourage you to check it out. We also put out a newsletter, Love Pittsfield newsletter. If you have an event in Pittsfield, please let us know. cultural.development@cityofpittsfield.org. cultural.development@cityofpittsfield.org. We will post your event for free on the website and in the newsletter. Thank you so much, Jay, for coming on the program.
Thanks for having me, Jen.
Yeah, and good luck with everything. We'll be seeing you often at these beautiful events at Wander.
Yes.
Have a good week, everyone.